The following programming is sponsored by Don Beischel. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Peasley Media Group.
Good day, Philadelphia. This is WWDBAM 860. We're always glad to be with you in Philadelphia Radio. And now I will give the floor to Bishop Lucas Hoba for his opening prayer.
Glory to Jesus Christ, glory dear brothers and sisters, listeners, let us pray to the Lord. Blessed is the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
No.
In peace let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above, for the salvation of our souls, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the welfare of the holy churches of God, and for the union of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy, holy old churches, and for those who enter with faith, reverence, the fear of God, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our patriarch, Philaret, for our bishop of Philadelphia, Luke, for the honorable priesthood dedicated in Christ, and for all the clergy and the people, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this country's president, for all civil authorities, and for the armed forces everywhere, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For Ukrainian country, its president, for all Ukrainian civil authorities, and for the Ukraine armed forces, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this city, Philadelphia, for every city and country, and for the faithful dwelling in them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For seasonable weather, for abundance of the fruits of the earth, and for peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For travelers by land, by sea, and by air, for the sick and the suffering, for captives and their salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That we may be delivered from all affliction, from danger and necessity, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Again, we pray for the blessing and for pray for mercy, life, peace, health, salvation, and visitation for the servant of God. All people, state, Florida, state, and all the brethren and sisters who needs help and save the brethren of the all and for the pardon and remission of their sins.
Lord, have mercy.
Commemorating our most holy, most pure, most blessed and glorious Lady Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves each other and all our life unto Christ our God.
To thee, O Lord.
For unto thee are the glory, honor, and worship to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
Dear brother and sister, welcome to the Bishop Luke radio program. This 860-WWDBAM. And right now, this first time, we have different hours from last month. Last 2 years, we provide 3 to 4. Right now, we have 4 to 5, the Bishop Luke radio program. And here, the Professor Alla Puchtetska, Ukrainian radio director, correct? And thank you, Alla. Tell us from we have St. Luke Orthodox Church in Northeast Refugee Center, and right now we provide a lot of work. We study English, the Ukrainian kids, Ukrainian refugee. We have Ukrainian Refugee Center. And the last year, we donate over 170,000 pounds, the food. And we share a lot of food, not only Ukrainian, and other people from other countries, Central Asia. And we shared a lot of stuff. And thank you all who is donate, and brother and sister, you will send your donation, 10151 Busselton Avenue, Northeast Refugee Center. And welcome to visit St. Luke Orthodox Church, this Busselton Avenue, 10151 Busselton Avenue. And right now, this church has new priest, new rector. His name is Father Oleg Terletsky, and he's born in Lviv, West Ukraine. He studied Lviv Seminary and the academy, spiritual academy. And he's provide 2 years. He has the parish in Canada, Quebec. And His Holiness Philaret Patriarch Philaret, he sent him in Philadelphia, U.S. And welcome every Sunday, the liturgy at 10 a.m. This Sunday, we have the special service. And then I will provide the liturgy in the St. Luke Orthodox Church the next the October 20th, I have invitation from the St. Nicholas Orthodox Church, Homewood, that's close to Chicago. And Father Boris Zabrotsky invite me and his parish. And this is a special day. We have candidate, his name Volodymyr Ohirko, a very famous guy. He is candidate, deacon candidate. I will make him to the deacon 20th, October 20th. And Allah, tell us how's the news from the new refugee center? How many kids right now we have?
We are always very glad to meet new people in our location. And this Sunday, we had a special service, John Baptist, and we met a lot of new friends. They were helping us after service to make pierogi with meat, pierogi with potato. So if you would like to buy frozen church pierogi, you can call us 267-808-5637 and order it in frozen form. And also, you can come and taste it. We shall make a festival for pierogi, and we are preparing this event for you.
That's really delicious pierogi, especially the cheesesteak pierogi.
This is because it's like mother's recipes, you know, when you add eggs, when you use real recipes that have origin, they're always very tasty. So it's not just industrial pierogies. It's handmade. And yes, with real natural products. So as for today, for our program, I would like to say that Bishop Luke Radio Hour, this is our program that is taking place in another, according to another schedule. So now we have the air from 4 to 5 p.m. Please listen to us. We have a lot of information useful for you, for your kids. And now in Busselton Avenue, we also develop the approach of collaboration in ESL teaching for adults and kids. It is very important because having an ability to speak English makes you an effective member of American community. And sometimes adults, they don't realize that their kids do want to be effective members, and we must provide for them these grounds. And as for now, we have in Northeast Refugee Center nearly 50 kids who need ESL studies, and we provide them recorded audio, we provide them the materials needed. They have the guided methodological materials published in America, and they're colorful. I've never seen such materials in my native country. But, well, maybe every country has different approaches for preparing kids to school, and we must respect it. And what I would underline that these methodics, they have special early development approaches. They are oriented not only on writing or recognizing a letter skills. It is also tracing. It is also matching details. It is circling different objects hidden on the picture. It is also solving different hidden formulas, hidden paths. You should lead a hero from one point to another. And this is all is encompassed in one wonderful curricular with six main skills that must be met for children that are attending preschools, daycares, and that are entering American first grade. And to compare with Ukraine, the ages are different. So in America, children may stay at pre-K or daycares up to 8 years old, but most of them at five try to enter pre-K studies and to be more accustomed to the discipline because they need to learn how to raise their hands, how to sit still, how to be, well, attentive during a lesson, how to listen to teacher and so on. And it is really matters in American school that has a lot of restrictions as to the discipline behavior. And sometimes behavior is more important than the knowledge that the child tries to receive. And we are to make our children acquainted with that. So I repeat, these are preschool materials, American published in Pennsylvania. We are using to develop six main skills. And also, we are working with Ukrainian language and customs, Ukrainian songs. We do like our children to sing, and you can visit us at our Facebook page, St. Luke Education Academy, Northeast Refugee Center, that provide additional photos, information for you. Maybe not every day, but every week I post materials with our children, making phonics, making preschool program, making special paintings, or preparing for concerts. And today, Bishop has asked me about the Christmas program concert,
yes.
And we should be prepared for that, as children do like to sing Ukrainian carols. So
yeah.
If you would like your children to sing with us, you can bring them to Busselton Avenue. You can call me directly, and you will participate with them, adults with children, in the concert representing Ukrainian traditional carols.
Telephone
267-808-5637, and I repeat, 267-808-5637. Dear listeners, our good friend and sponsor of the program, Company Mercy Fleet, would like to make an announcement. This transportation company has immediate openings for drivers. Paid training will be provided. Compensation negotiable based on experience, employment time, full-time, part-time available, Saturday, Sunday shifts available. $500 sign-up bonus is available until December 31st, 2022 with conditions. The following qualifications are required. They must be 21 years old and older. Valid Pennsylvania driver's license is required. A good driving and criminal records are required. Must be able to pass pre-employment drug and physical tests. Applicants must be comfortable with driving vans, minivans, wheelchair vans, 14 plus passengers buses. Previous professional experience in transporting people with disabilities and elderly is a plus. Please call Mercy Fleet Company 215-660-4975. Main base location for the interview is 3021 Franks Road, Suite 8, Huntington Valley, Pennsylvania, 19006, or check mercyfleet.com for address. I repeat, the telephone 215-660-4975. Thank you.
Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
Yeah, dear brother and sister, right now the weather is not so good in state of Florida. The hurricane will come, the big storm. Let us pray to the Lord. O Heavenly King, the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, who art everywhere present and filest all things, treasure of blessings, and giver of life, Come and abide in us and cleanse us from every impurity and save us souls. O good one, Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. O Most Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Lord, cleanse us from our sins. Master, pardon our transgressions. Holy One, visit and heal our infirmities for thy name's sake. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. God bless America. God
Dear radio listeners, in this program we have a good custom to speak about angels, and today I prepared for you material about Raphael, who is God has healed. This is an angel of Chaldean origin, and he was called also Lebiel in the culture. He is really known as a healer. And he healed not only humans, but also the earth itself as a planet. He is one of the three great angels from post-Bible time. His first appearance is in Tobit. It was text in external to the official Hebrew canon. It is canonical in the Catholic Church and is considered apocryphal in Protestant. In this book, Raphael was guided on journey, acting as a companion. And this angel revealed himself by name as one of the seven holy angels who stand at God's throne in heaven. Raphael is also known as Angel of Providence, and in that capacity, he watches over all humanity, and he has a duty and extension of his supervisory capacity on the guardian angels, who each looks after only one human. He is like coordinator for these angels. He is a sort of angelic organization of the guardian angel division. As someone who accompanies journeys on their travels, the trip with Tobias beyond symbolic of all those who travel, he is related to the Greek Mercury, who is the patron god of travel and all communications. As usual, these attributes are derived from a long line of historical and mythological connotations that have come down through the ages. And there are also other angels that we can name. These are Uriel, his name is the flame of God. And these angels, they are the most known for their impact on human beings. And for example, Raphael, he was noted by Solomon prayers for God assistance in the building of the temple. And his prayer was answered in the gift of a magical ring delivered to Hebrew king personally by Raphael. So this is not just a tale. These are real angels working and connecting people on the earth with God.